Hi, everybody. I always like speaking after somebody really tall. So then I get to adjust the microphone so everyone can see actually my real height, but I'm wearing heels, so that helped a little bit today. So we already had some great presentations today about what Certified in Public Health is, how we go about doing it, and then how we continue with our education. And I'm going to talk a little bit now about why we want to do that. So why become Certified in Public Health? And the objectives for this part of the presentation are to talk about the individual benefits, so individuals to you all for obtaining your Certified in Public Health, also employer benefits. So if there's any folks in the room who are employers of public health professionals, why do you want to endorse it? Why do you want to encourage your employees to become Certified in Public Health? And then I'm going to identify some of the agencies that actually are right now preferentially recruiting, hiring, promoting, or compensating CPH professionals. So first, starting off with benefits for the individual. Initially, there's going to be a lot of benefits to you as you get your certification in public health. Primarily, you're going to distinguish yourself from other job applicants. Right now, as Molly said and as Lacey mentioned, there's going to be thousands of folks out there who are getting their CPH, and you want to be one of those people. You want to be that person that has that extra degree. It shows your potential employers that you are committed to public health beyond what you did in your academic training, beyond your MPH degree. And it's also a really good investment in your career and your future, not just for that initial job or that next job, but for everything coming down the line for you. After you obtain the Certified in Public Health degree, you're going to receive continued benefits. So as you keep it up, as you continue to do your continuing education and all of those things, you're going to still reap benefits from getting the certification. The first one is you're going to certify that you're committed to public health. So it's not just a degree you chose out of undergrad or as a career change, because it's 2 years versus 4 years, and I can get that really quick. I mean, you're really showing people that you are continuing to be committed to this field. You're going to be able to stay abreast of new advancements. Public health is a changing world, and we're all aware of that, and the best way to be able to continue to be on top of what's happening is to continue to keep your credentialing up by doing all of your hours and following up with all of these new things that are coming on out there. It also tells you, not only your employers, but also the communities that you serve, wherever population that you're working with, that you are really committed to staying on top of what the new information is as well. And it also is the one way to assure the community that you serve and protect that you maintain a national and professional standard for Certified in Public Health. There's a lot of benefits to our profession as well. It's going to show public health expertise by evidencing the mastery of the core sciences of public health. We've seen already a couple of times now what those core competencies are that the Certified in Public Health exam tests on. It's going to raise the bar in public health by increasing the professionalism. It's really the way to show that we're trying to continue to, as Molly mentioned right away, that we are one of the professions that needs to have this certification out there, and we want to be online with all of the other professionals that are having their certification exams, etc. And it's really going to create more awareness about the importance of a quality public health workforce. And then why do we want to hire or support CPH? What are the benefits if I'm an employer? Why do I want to have CPH folks on my staff? The CPH exam is the only exam to test professionals' command of those core health principles that are tested on in the exam and all of those cross-cutting competencies. And you saw the list. It's a really diverse range of things that we want to ensure that our employees have the best information on. Individuals with CPH have met national standards for public health education. They pledge to maintain a continued level of competence by saying that we're going to continue to renew this certification every 2 years with our 50 hours. That's a commitment that we're making to continue on with this information and this continued level of competence. And CPH professionals are dedicated to staying at the forefront of our practice through the maintenance of certification. And that's all the information that Lacey gave you about how to continue to stay up to date with your credential. This is a really cool slide you can see up here. There's a lot of employers now that are really starting to support CPH. I have to point out the Department of Veterans Affairs up there, the little logo on the right. And how are these employers supporting CPH? They're doing it in a variety of ways. Some folks are reimbursing the CEs, so maybe you're here and your employer is paying for you to be at APHA today, and that's a way that the employers are able to support their candidates. Some folks are paying for exam fees. That's a really nice perk if you can get that one. Preferential recruitment as well. So now we're seeing that as folks are getting certified, we're having folks that are really looking for people who are getting this certification and taking that extra step. And as you can see from this list, it includes private and public sectors and the government, and it's not an all-inclusive list. It's just as many as we could get up there without looking too cluttered. The full list of employers is available on the public health exam website that you were given earlier, and it will be at the end of my slide as well. So a little bit of a personal story here about why I wanted to become certified in public health. My background is as a registered dietitian. Is there any dietitians here? One? Yay! Okay, so to everyone else except for this other dietitian here, if you know anything about being a dietitian, the qualifications for being a dietitian are to complete a degree, complete an internship, and take a registration exam. And my degree, I am a career changer, so I sought out a public health program because I wanted to be a dietitian. I also wanted a strong program in public health. So I went to the University of Michigan. You might see my bling up here, go blue. University of Michigan has a public health program where I could become a dietitian and also get my public health degree. Once I left that, I went to my dietetic internship, which happened to be at the Heinz VA hospital. And it's a strictly clinical dietetic internship. It's 11 months long. And at the very beginning of my internship, I was not planning to stay at the hospital. I didn't want to do clinical work. I wanted to do public health, but with the food and nutrition slant. And at that time, I decided to sign up for the certified public health exam because I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity with the first year. It's going to be a good way for me to make myself a little bit different from other folks as I go out there. I'm from Chicago, so there's a lot of opportunity out there, but there's also a lot of competition, and I wanted to set myself apart. Well, what happened is that a dietitian retired in the outpatient clinic, and I ended up taking her job. And I hadn't yet taken the exam, but I paid for the exam. And I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take this because someday I'm going to want it. I don't want to work in the clinic for my whole career. I want to expand. I want to do public health work, and I already paid for it. I mean, let's face it. But it was a really good chance for me to go ahead and fulfill that commitment. I also had to take my registration exam to become a dietitian, so ultimately ended up studying for several months for those two things. Within 2 years of completing my certified in public health, I used that to get my job that I have now. Right now, I no longer work in the clinic. I'm still a dietitian. I still keep up my registration and my license. But my job is a health promotion disease prevention program manager. It's a new position that was created at the VA, and when I applied for it at my VA, which currently has 3,700 employees, it was open nationwide, so there was quite a bit of competition for the position. One thing that really set me apart was my certification in public health. There were other folks with masters of public health, there were other dietitians, but there weren't anyone at the time who had both the masters of public health and certified in public health. And the way that I was able to use that in my interview process and to really say I am a great candidate for this job is because this position that I have now requires all of these things, the systems planning, the program planning. I need to know about things like HIV and AIDS, tobacco cessation, all of those things that weren't strong in my clinical work as a dietitian, weren't necessarily strong in my MPH program because it was focused on becoming a dietitian. So I was able to say, yes, I am a dietitian, but I have all of this. I have all these things that I need to become a program manager in the VA for this new position. And at the time, it was 2010, so I had already worked on many, many of my continuing education hours. So in preparation and as the jobs, as I saw these jobs being created, I was able to focus on those specific things. So I sought out opportunities to work on things that I needed, to beef up my areas in some of these areas that I didn't know as much about, and the program planning and leadership skills. So that was a really a good example, I think, of why this is a great opportunity to have. And maybe you don't need it for your job right now, or you maybe don't need it for your first interview, but to continue to keep it up is really, really key. It just will continue to open more doors for you, open more or add more value to the MPH. And then the continuing education is just absolutely key for me. So in conclusion, that you're going to find the CPH provides many benefits both to individual public health professionals and the organizations that hire them. And the CPH and the ongoing maintenance of certification is a very wise investment. The time and the money spent to get certified is really going to pay off for you, and I encourage you all to do it. This is the website, again, where you're going to find all the information that you need.